The spoiled child. The spoiled child sits quiet as a mouse and learns to deserve everything he gets. It's Christmas Eve, so naturally his father kicks the electric train, tracks, station, cars and all across the living room. Next, he'll wrestle the goddamn son of a bitch Christmas tree right out of the house. And furthermore, if there's any more crying, any more talking back, the spoiled child is going to get it again with the strap. The spoiled child is exhausted by all this and lies down in his bed like a dog. His sleep is full of yips and moans, but he is not a dog. Not at all. There's simply been an accident of sorts, a train wreck as it turns out, wreckage scattered everywhere, shouts, the breaking of glass, then the night-long high-pitched whistling of the broken boiler, the cruel absolute zero of deep space, live steam condensing into stars, galaxies, the permanent blizzard of the universe. Just before true dawn, still bright, still there at this chill latitude, the Star of Bethlehem sits low on the horizon, appearing as a tiny moon or some far light leaking from a bedroom keyhole. God has placed it there, beyond all accident, the spoiled child thinks, and beyond all accident, he hears the herald angels singing each to each. They sound like bitter wind, the cold labyrinth of home creaking in the wind. Dogs, the knocking of pipes, the ragged, high-pitched snoring of the magi, the fitful shepherds, even the drunken minotaur, uncomfortable on his couch in his human body.